Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then, I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's putting together an all-time Philly resume, and the part that makes it so interesting and different than almost anyone else, right, is he's a free agent.
Yeah. it makes it different than anyone else.
He didn't start his career here.
Yeah.
He started here as a rival. Cole Hamels hit him in his first year, and now he's like, dude, he's going to be all, like, when, again, when we eventually put together the WIP Mount Rushmore, and we have it erected somewhere down in South Philly, sponsored by WIP.
That's right.
It's going to be Schmidt, Dawkins, Jalen Harper.
Love it. Love it, dude. No, yeah, like, can you, the Jalen Harper, having them both here. I mean, they're just, like, they're too perfect, like, in different ways, but they're just, like, hard to believe that this human being is here and ours as some of the stuff with Bryce. I mean, to your point, like, first and foremost, for the most famous player in the world to choose us, like, that alone, just the fact that that happened.
Otani's
in the
a
first
Philly?
Yeah, I know, right? The fact that it happened, like, that's so absurd that he chose to come here in the first place. And then for this guy to, like, embrace the city this
dude,
way.
Dude, he's shouting out WIP.
He's shouting out Chuck! Are you freaking kidding me? Like, are you serious? Like, in my life, I actually asked Joe Wechter about it, and no one has been at WIP longer than Joe Wechter.
Not
everyone
even
here, right? Yeah,
Howard.
Not Howard. Not Rhea. Not any of those people. Wechter was here the longest. I said, "Have you ever, ever heard a Philly athlete?"
Did you say it in this way?
Like
such an intense.
I was like very intense. Like, it's Joseph.
Pretty intense.
I called him Joseph. That's intense. I was like, "Have you ever in your life here, seen a player shout out a caller?" Shout out WIP like that. He said, nope.
Well, yeah.
It's like, it's never happened. It's like,
because it's awesome, but think about the show he's on.
No, I know. I
mean,
they're hiding from that. But regardless, point being, just like, this is unique, man. Like, this is this thing, and we've talked about the love affair between the two, but like, Bryce Harper is the conduit for it. Like, Bryce Harper is like the face for it. You know, he's the guy who just tells us how much he freaking loves us all the time, man. You know, I'm an attaboy guy. We've talked about this. If you yell at me, you're not going to get a lot out of me. I'm going to get mad at you. I'm going to turtle up, whatever. If you tell me I'm doing a great job, I'm going to run through a wall for you. Like,
Hey, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, buddy. You can run through a wall. I'll run through a wall for Bryce Harper.
Yeah. No, he's, yeah. It's a combination of a lot of things with Bryce. It's a combination of he's freaking insane, dude. Like with like the amount of, and the good part about Bryce when we're talking about resume stuff, and not even just Philly, I'm just talking like Hall of Fame stuff, is that he's given the how good this team is, and we think they're only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in a lot of postseason moments, and he's going to have a lot of these kind of opportunities. And it is funny. I remember when we're doing the whole Bryce like sign him thing.
No, yeah.
People are like, "Whoa, does he have a good postseason? Has he ever had a big postseason?"
I remember
hit?
That you know? Really well.
And yeah, of course, there's a part of me like, "Well, what if he's not a winner?"
You never know until they get in those moments.
Exactly. It is nice that that is gone. But so he's going to keep racking up those. So it's not only like there's such an interesting combination with Bryce. It's like all-time moments, all-time great player. You know, Bedlam at the Bank at this point is a Mount. We're doing a lot of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
talk.
It's a Mount Rushmore day.
Yeah, but it, like, dude, people crap on Mount Rushmores, but like, it's interesting. Like,
it's such a good way. It's an easy way to try and
we know what
encapsulate
it means.
What you're doing.
Yeah. So
exactly.
It's a deep breath.
Yeah,
it's not lazy. Anyway, but like,
it's not like a top five or something.
Yeah, why would you ever do a top five when you can have four? But do you like that I keep hitting this wall, by the way?
You're really into it. It's good. You're like Bryce when he's running around the bases.
But like Bedlam of the Bank is a Mount Rushmore Phillies moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's other than winning the World Series, like actually like the final out. It's
two of them?
I'm talking my lifetime. I was about to say like other than winning the World Series, the one that
and
won.
You were in there in 1980.
Yeah, Bedlam of the Bank's my favorite moment. It's my number one moment as a Phillies fan outside of actually winning the World Series.
Bedlam at the Bank is my favorite. It's up there with Pivetta's complete game against the Reds. I would say Pivetta's complete game against
the
Reds.
I forgot about that.
The Halliday no-hitter against the Reds.
Yeah, the Halliday playoff no-hitter is right up there. Yeah. That would be certainly in the short list. And look, we were in the building for Bedlam at the Bank,
exactly.
That obviously, like, I'm a little biased. I was there for it. It was
for
the coolest thing I've ever seen live.
And
so
has your ankle recovered or no?
A little bit, yeah. But so
you
Bedlam
milked,
at the
you
Bank.
Milked, dude. You I swear to God, you milked that thing for 4 months just to say I was
wasn't from Bedlam at the Bank. It was from the Harper homer in the World Series. That's when I hurt my ankle.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Would you like to bet my life? Because I was the one who went through it.
I thought it was Bedlam at the Bank.
No, it was the Harper homer in the 7-0 game. Was when I hurt my ankle.
Game three?
In game three.
Off of McCullers?
Where we were there too. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I told everyone this all the time. You did it for Bedlam.
No,
you should change it.
I know. It's
you
better
should change
I,
it. Yeah.
Know,
like personal advice to you, you should change
say
it.
Say it. I'm doing Bedlam.
Yeah. I think about how way better of a story that is. Just saying. Like,
you're right.
It's a way better story that I injured my ankle and limped around for months complaining about
it. I did limp around for months.
Because of Bryce Harper.
It's still like there'll be mornings where I wake up and I just.
A little creaky?
Yeah. Not just creaky. Like it's like, oh, that hurts. Like, that is painful right now.
Yeah.
You get up and you sit down and you're like, is my leg about to snap underneath me? It's great.
It would have been a great story had they won the World Series.
Yeah.
Because that would have been the moment you were like, they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, just trying to help you out.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
people
it.
People helping people. but yeah, it's just like. Yeah, Bedlam at the Bank. By the way, I meant to before we start talking about your ankle again.
Where did that come from? I don't.
It's just
that...
like you start thinking about all like that. This is why we love this team. Like it takes you back to exactly where you were for the moments, and it's just like I love this baseball team. Now I watched the Halliday no hitter with my parents, so that's sick,
adorable.
Right?
Adorable. Well, the fun thing about that, it's super cool. But the fun thing I was a grown adult with a job.
But a job you hated.
Yeah, I did, and I was home for it. But the cool thing for me, what it always is with the Halliday no hitter, the coolest part of it is like it's, you know, unless you're like us and you watch every single baseball game in a season, and then like what you get one every. When was the last one before Lorenzen? You know, it's like Hamels. So whenever, like 5 to 7 to 10 years, whatever it is, if that. But like, it's rare that you sit down and you watch every single pitch of a no-hitter. Like, just, you know, even if you miss something, you go to the bat. Like, playoff games, you don't miss a pitch. Like, it was so cool because it's like, that's the only no-hitter I've ever seen where I could say I didn't miss one freaking pitch of the no-hitter because it was a play. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah, I remember I had to go to like a meeting that night for something. And I was
like, nope.
I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll get there.
Yeah.
But
after this, yeah, that's for sure.
I think the game started at like 4, right?
It was an afternoon game.
Yeah, it started at like 4.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it was just, yeah. So, but yeah, Bedlam at the Bank is I still can't believe it happened.
I can't believe it. I don't think Bryce could. Again, Bryce in the moment, it was like, I can't believe that happened. Yeah. You know?
Meanwhile, Hoskins is slamming the bat and sprinting around.
Like we told you.
Baseball is back. And BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
But the other cool thing, too, to your point about Harper and the history, and we saw it when he talked about that moment. We saw it with the excitement of 300. We saw it after the game when he talked about, you know, what does this 300 mean to you? He's like, hopefully 300 more. Like this is a dude, because of what we talked about, like how he's, like, obsessed with baseball and is just the biggest baseball nut ever, that it's, like, even more impactful because it feels like, to him, he cares so much about these things. Like, mm-hmm. He wants to be remembered historically great. He wants to be a part of the 500 home run club. He wants to win World Series and all that. And when, like, he cares so much about it, when these things happen for him, like, obviously because we love him, but it makes it even more meaningful. You know what I mean? Because you feel like he appreciates it so much.
Dude, if he gets the 600 home 600. Runs.
600. I mean, that's a small list, dude. There's, like, 10 guys or something. Yeah. Like, it's
and like half, like
and half, like the Sosa's in there and Bonds and A-Rod and all that stuff, you know, like,
yeah, which
but
thinks.
Like the old school, when I was going to say when we were growing up, I can't say
when you were growing up,
when I was growing up, it was like, it was the
Ted
like
Williams,
no, he wasn't even in it. He didn't make it. He would have if he hadn't gone to war.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, the 600 home run club was Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth and Willie Mays. Done.
Wow.
End the list, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. And now Bonds, A-Rod, Sosa, Tomy, Griffey, you know, like those guys are all in there now.
Yeah. But, and if, again, if Bryce gets in there,
that's like rarefied. Oh, Pujols is in there now. That's like rarefied air, man.
Yeah. It's insane. It's insane. So, I mean, I'd be pretty shocked if he gets a 600.
600 seems like a stretch.
I'd be happy with 500. But the thing with Bryce is, like, I was like, well, I mean, I've kind of doubted him. Not doubted him. I've had questions of a lot of things. Like, can he come back from the Tommy John and develop power?
Last year before the playoffs, remember? We almost all forget because of how brilliant he was in the playoffs. But the month before the playoffs, when he came back from the wrist injury, he was a disaster. Mm-hmm. He stunk mm-hmm. for a month. Mm-hmm. And then the playoffs start was like, oh, yeah. Boom. Best player in the world.
I was talking to someone yesterday at the game. And I was like, you realize, like, there were like four games under 500 in September
yeah,
last year?
I know.
I was like, really? I was like, yeah, dude. Like,
we were sitting here saying, like, if it weren't for the Brewers, they might not make the playoffs. Yeah. Like, thank God the Brewers lost games down that stretch, too.
Hey, just a little PSA to this Phillies team, if you're listening. Don't do that
don't
again.
Don't do that
just
again. Like, seriously, no.
Just don't do that again.
Can't do it.
I
need Craig Kimbrell to get some rest down the stretch. I need you to be able to set the rotation the way you need it, all that stuff.
If I could, I would gladly fast forward to this month.
I know.
Like, I wanted to go. Like, I don't want another month of baseball. I want August to live in my mind for. I mean, that's an. Like, Bryce.
Yeah, but the Trey stuff. I mean, what a month.
It was one of it's one of the best Augusts
of our lifetime.
In the history of the Phillies.
Without a doubt. Honestly, I mean, I'm sure there are other August. Like, if you. Like, we'll all remember the September of 2007 is the best September and, like, that kind of stuff. But I don't remember in August with the moments like this.
I mean, yesterday was the anniversary of the Utley comeback.
Sure, yeah, there have been moments. But, like, we're talking about, like feel, not just the ovations thing and then these Harper moments.
The no-hitter.
The no-hitter, but then also, like,
59 home runs in a month?
Yeah, the most ever. And then also, like, our role in it. Like, it feels like we actually, like, helped our team, you know? Like, we actually played a role in this season turning around. Like, that's crazy. crazy.
And the best part about it is that it was catch with a win yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. A walk-off 300 home run.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, can you script it any better?
Can. That's why he's the best.